I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I am Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
And we are the team that hosts the New Life Perspectives radio show here on the UK Health Network. And we are also the team that co-created the Cogno Movement System. And we are thrilled today because we have a special guest. Who do we have, Bill?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Caroline Corey agreed to be here, and we're so excited to have her. We've done some of the same shows on Gaia and been guests on with Regina. And I watched her episodes of Superhuman. And I got to tell you, if you haven't watched it, you got to watch this because not only for two reasons, it will open your eyes to what's possible. It's crazy what's actually we think is possible and what actually is possible for us ordinary humans. And Caroline is living it. Not only did she document the superhuman phenomenon, but she documented her own scientifically as part of this whole thing. So anyway, we're going to be talking with somebody who's actually living it. And so very excited. Liz, take it away.
So let's get Caroline introduced. So this is Caroline Corey of CarolineCorey.com. She is a documentarian among many, many other things. Two of the films that you can see right now on Netflix, Amazon Prime, are Superhuman and Among Us, which we'll chat about. Caroline is also working on a new documentary. Caroline, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. This is awesome. So, where do I begin? I guess I'll begin always with the same sort of story, which is when I was very young, I was 5 years old. I had an experience where I realized I could see the subtle energy. I could see beings. I could hear them. I could sense them. I could look at someone and just kind of know what was happening for them and help them shift and things like that. I could see things on the other side of the wall, you know. So because of that, at a very young age, I started asking questions. How is this possible? Am I the only one? Is everybody doing this? What's this about? And so because of that, it got me on the journey of trying to understand consciousness. And so, you know, I spent like 20 years working in this field and developing methodologies for energy medicine, meditation, also tapping into subtle energy, trying to kind of read the information, communicate, telepathic communication, all of that. So I've developed all these methodologies. They're all on my website. And eventually I started working with scientists. I was like, hey, I know this is real. I'm helping hundreds and hundreds of people around the world. We are getting real results. So this is real. We're not making this up. How can we communicate this to the world? And so working with scientists brought us to a whole new level of credibility and measurability. You know, it's one thing when you say your mind creates and da, da, da. Yes, but show me how, you know? And so after doing multiple experiments with scientists, you know, focusing on water, changing the frequency of water, DNA, telekinesis, stuff like that, I realized that it's time to make films about them, because that way, you know, not everybody wants to go to a workshop. Not everybody wants to read books, you know. So I thought the film medium is very easy, very accessible. And that's how I got into, you know, making all these films about consciousness and the power of consciousness.
I think there are a couple of things that make you really unique, and your film's very unique. And I don't know if this is even politically correct to say, but I want to say that there is a femininity to them. There's a beauty that maybe isn't there when we're talking about things like UFOs and phenomenon in other films. So for me, I find your films just visually stunning. They're beautiful. The music is beautiful. The imagery is beautiful. So I love that personally. But the other half that is really so poignant is the science content. It's incredible. I find it incredible that you found people who are even willing to scientifically study. So let's start. Bill and I have so many questions. Let's start with Superhuman and the kids with blindfolds. They're not even blindfolds. They're metal. What are those hoods? So let's start with that. But my question for you about it is, were these kids doing this already and you found them? Or are these kids that you taught to do this from scratch?
Well, the first kids that I found were in England, and I wanted to look into it myself because I was doing this film for the first time, as you know, putting all this science behind it. I wanted to know for sure that we could demonstrate this scientifically and not just add to the, you know, whatever's on YouTube, you know. And so I visited them myself. I saw them. I tested them myself. I tried those masks where you black out entirely the light. And I was blown away. This is the real deal. From there, I discovered other people and adults also who are doing the same thing using different methodologies, which is interesting. So then it's not just the methodology. In other words, even different methodologies will still get you to the same results, which is ultimately to see without your eyes. And so, okay, so when you first look at it, people will say, okay, it's a trick. There's a hole in the mask, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, you try playing ping pong. Even if there's a hole in the mask, but try riding a bike, you know, with that much black in front of your eyes. And these, at one point, you see behind your head, you see under the table, you see in another room. So explain that. You see, so that's why I thought this is the ultimate validation that we perceive reality with our consciousness, not the physical brain, because science tells us we see our visual, our ability to see has to do with light. So if there's no light, you're not supposed to see. So how are we seeing? Tell me, you know. So that's why I thought this was a very important section in the movie to demonstrate.
So I just have one more quick question about that, because I know Bill has a million. Is that being used to teach? Are kids being educated this way? I mean, I guess my question really is there an expansion of this idea being actually utilized for a purpose?
Yeah, so actually, that's what I'm saying. So I ended up also creating a course myself after visiting different people doing it differently. I had my own methodologies, like I was saying, even before that, for remote viewing and seeing subtle energy, like through the third eye and stuff like that. So I thought that's interesting to add that component, that the mask thing. So I actually had a course that I taught online. a few times. So I don't know how many kids groups we had online, so people can actually go and purchase this class. And it was mind blowing because normally you see these classes and you do these classes in person, but we did them online for the first time and it worked. I mean, it was, even after the first session, kids could see color. And then eventually, you know, the most of them, if not all, maybe I had one kid, but all of them ended up being able to read and do all sorts of things completely blindfolded. So the kids picked it up like that. And I did another class for adults that was much harder. It was longer because, you know, adults have more blocks, you know, more the head, you know, the brain comes in and start like the analytical mind. So, but just to answer your question, these classes are being taught. I have them on my website. Teachers have them and they're being used for multiple purposes. One could be to improve your eyesight, improve some deficiency that you have. But also what happens is from an energetic, spiritual point of view, the kids and adults, but especially the kids, you need to start to be more confident, more secure, more clear. It even helps with autism. ADHD, focus, attention. So there's multiple benefits to this sort of training because you're going to say, okay, well, you have eyes. Why do you want to train yourself to see without your eyes? Well, it's not about that. It's about the mastery of making your brain do what you want it to do. That is what it's about. And that is what's so incredibly powerful. It's the training.
So this training, what do people experience? You've seen multiple schools because you took us in the movie to multiple schools. Did they have a particular sensation when this happened, or there's no sensation and only light, or in only pictures, or tell us what it's like to be able to have a mask on and actually read a book through with a mask on. This is incredible. The implications of this mean that it's non-local.
Yes.
And it means you should be able to read a book that's in somebody else's hands on the other side of the globe.
Didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. And, you know, just a little side note, you know, it's people's, I mean, even in the government, you know, in the 80s, there was this Stargate program where they were training soldiers because the Russians were doing that first. So they created a program to teach soldiers to spy on the Russians by doing that remote viewing and seeing documents and missiles and all sorts of things remotely, therefore not using their physical eyes, therefore being non-local. So this is very real. I mean, even at a government level, they were doing it. So this is just a side note. But yes, yeah, but the sensation, because the methodology is different, it's different. People feel and experience it differently. So for example, the Utah group, they base it on vibration. So they train you to feel the vibration of the color of the object, the shape of the object. So the sensation is very visceral, like it's very physical. In your body, you sense a sort of a, you know, electrical vibration. Whereas others see images, you know, so it depends. Some of them that are based on a third eye or, you know, things like that, they have a different type of experience. And others, it's very, or for example, in India, they teach it like it's the midbrain that's functioning, but it's connected to the pineal gland. So again, it's more of a, like you get flashes and things like that. But most people in the other methodologies begin to literally see light through, like, so what happens is you put the mask on, so you're in complete darkness for like 15 minutes, at least some people more, And all of a sudden you start to see light. You see like little particles of light. And you're like, the first thing that comes to mind, is my mask leaking or something? But of course, nothing is leaking because it's not logically possible. And so you hold on to these particles of light. Sometimes it's just like one dot, and then you focus on making it bigger. So your mind is like imagining and creating a hole that isn't there, or light that isn't there. Isn't that crazy? Wow. And eventually the tiny little dot becomes a big, like a big cloud, you know, kind of like seeing through a very, very dirty window, you know, like it's like a very fuzzy thing, and then it gets bigger and then it gets bigger. But even if it doesn't get bigger, it gets clearer with the training. And eventually it's as if you're looking through a hole, even though the mask is completely sealed.
Oh, wow. Wow. Is that, you know, because you have this is only available here in 2021, right? You mean before you would go to India and sit in a cave with some guy with some robes on and, you know, hope that you could get to the secret way. But here, you know, with the internet, would you be able to find these different schools and these different people around the globe that have done it? Is that my question here? Is that method the most effective method out of all of the schools and ways that did you see, you know, one's more effective than another? Or
I don't know if I don't know how the Indians work. I didn't check that out. I just read about those guys, but I tried all the others. And to be honest, I feel like each technique has a lot of benefits, but is missing something. And so that's another reason why I decided to put mine together, because I felt what was missing was the consciousness component, in a sense of emotional component, the belief system, and the preparation, the protocol to prepare. So I noticed that most of them, you just kind of sit there and then it starts to come and then you figure it out. Whereas I'm very methodical, like, because I've created so many methodologies. So I want you to bring up what's coming up for you. I want you to bring up your belief systems. I want you to bring up all of these things before, you know, you start anything. And so, yeah, so it's slightly different, and all the methods get you to the same ultimate purpose anyway, goal anyway. Okay.
So we have to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors at the UK Health Radio. I love that you're bringing up the belief systems. When we come back, I have a quick question about why you think this is all emerging now. So let's hear from the UK Health Radio Network.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Okay, so I posed a question, Caroline, and I'll expand just a little bit. so many things are coming forward. Bill mentioned now here in 2021, we're actually talking about this in the public. All the things that you talk about, which are individually each so amazing, and really, they would be considered supernatural. You're bringing them down maybe into the natural world where it's part of our physiology, part of our consciousness. We really do have these abilities.
Making it accessible.
Yeah.
The humanity. There we go, right?
Why do you think it's available now? Is it that we've been told that it wasn't before and now we don't believe that? Or do you think something else is happening?
Well, first of all, even this blindfold thing has been around forever, for a very long time. You know, in Asia, you know, in the martial arts, you have people training with, you know, blindfolds on in Russia. So, I mean, those things have existed as long as I can, I mean, can think in terms of human history, on and off, of course. But I feel like in this cycle of our civilization, it's been, the taboo's been insane. It's like, you know, it's woo-woo stuff. You can't measure it. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't always work. Da, da, da. So speaking of belief system, when there are such belief systems in society for so long, then you try to avoid the subject, and because then you're embarrassed and you're, you know, and so that's the reason why it hasn't been talked about for a very long time. Except we're at a different turning point in our evolution. And I feel since the year, even though it, like, there was a little bit of a push in the 80s, but it didn't really go very far. The whole new age, you know, thing, it was kind of a bit of an opening. But I feel now, maybe since the last 10 years or so, the evolution is about going back to who you are. It's kind of like there is this innate desire to understand who you are at a core level, not just, you know, you're born in this family and you're a female and that's your name and that's your job. And, you know, all these kind of labels about your physical aspect. And so this awakening that has to do with, yes, but tell me who I am. Tell me how I fit in the universe. Tell me how the truth about my essence. So that's like this inner yearning, if you will, longing has been getting stronger and stronger, that people are like, they don't care. They want to just like try different things. I remember in the 80s, I was very young, and I remember in LA, for example, I would be telling people that I eat like organic foods and I'm vegetarian or whatever. And they would be like rolling their eyes, like, oh, you know, whatever, she's a hippie or something. And there was like this one store that was called Mrs. Gooch's or something, that became a huge franchise, which is Whole Foods. So I was like, you know, so what I'm saying is I had that belief system, and I remember people's reaction at that time. And sure enough, within 10 years, every street corner, there's a yoga studio. There's some sort of, you know, raw food, this organic food there. So there's a definite wanting to go back to expressing what feels good to you, regardless what society's saying. And I think this is a very, very positive. So part of that is this emerging of all these things that have existed forever. But at least now we're giving ourselves permission to say, you know what? I'm going to do what I feel. I sound weird. I look weird. Hey, it's your problem.
You know, it's curious to me because in our work, we find things almost daily possible that did not seem possible 5 minutes ago. Yeah. And I think that there is this idea of maybe consciousness is expanding, or maybe we're just discovering, but we find that we're interacting very much with the field around us, our own personal field and the greater field. And I think it's that consciousness piece that we find we are a part of that. We are it. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's what is creating such an expansion, or How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I wrote a book called The Divine Plan, Now and Beyond 2250. And, I talk about the evolution of consciousness in multiple ways on multiple levels, not just energetic or spiritual. And so part of this, the story, if you will, is we are also being assisted by a greater consciousness, which hasn't been present the last 200,000 years. I feel the earth has been isolated, separated, kind of like choked up in one cosmic alignment that kind of like your brain, even though it was trying to reach to source or kind of grab on to this inner, essence, that your original essence, the alignment wasn't there. It was blocked. And I feel all these doorways have opened up. And so it's not just the earth energetic alignment, cosmic alignment. There's a planetary grid. There's a network of energy and information that has shifted and opened up pathways and doorways, if you will, to the cosmic structure in a new way. And there are beings that are very much present here that weren't here before. So these beings normally do not come all the way to the earth plane, because the frequencies, it's like their consciousness is so massive. We're talking about universal size. To fit into this planetary configuration is painful. It's like, I can't get in, but because the earth is at a very challenging and difficult situation, if you will, that it required this additional presence. And so these beings, it's all in my book, and I'm not talking about just the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and those things. It's a much bigger picture, much, much, much bigger picture. I'm talking about at the multiverse level. And so these beings are moving energies, opening doorways, enhancing consciousness in ways that hasn't been done before. So that is what's allowing the human to, enhance this inner longing for the truth. And so we are really sensing and allowing this outside influence and support to help us through this evolution. And that is unprecedented in Earth's evolution.
Well, I just have to, I got to validate that is actually the truth, right? If you look at, at a really basic level here, Reiki, right, is now in hospitals. Like, oh, would you like a Reiki treatment? Which is, for those of you on the station and haven't been here before, or listen to this type of thing, it's like energetic treatment. Right? Which would affect your energy system, which in turn affects your physical body and for healing. So people are doing this worldwide, and it's becoming accepted in the mainstream. Not only that, but the things that she has validated scientifically are now being broadly adopted and accepted many years ago, before I went on Gaia. It became one of their most popular shows, was A Simple Profound Method of Healing. And it was around the concept of, here's how you can do remote influence to heal somebody anywhere. And it works if you know certain things about your ego and about love and fear, and you can do this. And so I gave that away, and Lynn McTaggart as well, her Power of Eight now is global. So, it's so wonderful that, you're adding the science piece to this for everybody, and showing them what is possible beyond just okay, a healing, and I can remotely influence somebody's attitude, that sort of thing. You're actually doing it with pieces of metal and, you know, all kinds of things that in that documentary.
Yeah, I think that's, these experiments have been done before, you know, here and there, you know. So it's not necessarily that the experiments are new, although the way we did them is, you know, also some of it is different. But what's different in the film is that, first of all of these experiments are concentrated and combined in one film. And it's across multiple, larger spectrum. So we're not just saying, you know, the water, you can change the water. Okay. So we're really on camera demonstrating how that's possible, how you can move a physical object. So that has never been done before, where in one film, you see all of these, you know, remote viewing, telekinesis, reading with blindfold, you know, changing the frequency of sound. You saw that experiment in the movie where you think and then the range, the sound wave changes. All of this being shown in one movie live on camera, that is what's so different about this work and this film. So, and even though people believe that's possible, I think when you see it, I think it does something to you. And that's why I highly encourage people, even people who believe that this is real, when you see it, it kind of gives you this additional confidence. And it's amazing, since the film's been out, I get emails and messages, you know, on social media, you know, from people from all walks of life. And I'm talking lawyers, judges, mayors of cities, like government people, you know, all kinds of people from all over the world. And they tell me, when I saw your film, I wasn't into this. I had nothing, you know, like I wasn't into that sort of subject at all. And I watched it and I remembered that when I was a kid, I had this experience and I could do things. So now I'm starting to want to figure out what it is that I'm doing. And I feel so happy when I read these messages, because these people, it's not like, you know, people who have dedicated their whole life to meditation and they see this and they're convinced. These are people who have never done anything. I got also a lot of mail from prisoners who, apparently there's a system where people who are incarcerated have a chance to see movies, which is amazing. I was so happy. And these guys are saying, you know I have the power to heal myself. I know I have the power to create a new reality for myself. I mean, that's what this is about. So I'm just thrilled, and I want to keep spreading this message. And, you know, so hopefully more and more people will give this a chance.
I want to brag on you just for a second. When we say this, right, you know, for the audience here, on camera, she has some water with the ability to test its pH level, right? They have this scientist there, and she, it was like crazy level of change in the pH. Like, was it a point or something? It was like something crazy, point and a half or something.
Yeah, one decimal in like 10 minutes, which is a lot.
Huge yeah. Change in pH level. And, you know, not scientifically explainable, but with the science that is at the universities today. But it is the case, and anybody can do it. So you are powerful. And you hear the people that you're listening to this, you have some sort of medical condition that you think, oh, you know, the doctors say blah, 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 and a lot of polysyllabic words, you know, about the condition. You can change it. You can change it.
That's one of the amazing things when I watched that. I think maybe you mentioned it in the Among Us as well. I get them confused, but I watch so much of this kind of thing. It's so exciting that if you can change your pH level of your body, so many of the diets, like You know, even vegetarian or vegan are intended to change your pH level, juicing, all of that. And you're with your less acidic and more alkaline, you really can heal yourself. If you could do that with your thought, how incredible. And obviously that's available. So as we move forward, maybe that's something we're going to start doing. So we do need to take a break and hear what the folks at the UK Health Radio Network have to say. And when we come back, Caroline has a new project she's working on that has some pretty incredible subject matter. So let's dig into that. And also, Caroline's going to share with us a tip, a tool, a technique that is going to help change your life today. So we will be right
back. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we are back. Thank you, UK Health Radio. So you have a new project. Would you share with us a little bit about that? Because it's really so thrilling.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah. So this new project, it's called A Tear in the Sky. It's a film. And again, I think my style is about bringing that science to anything that is unexplainable, consciousness, UFOs, extraterrestrials. So I took on this, you know, as you know, the last few years, we've been hearing about the military, those Tic Tac videos that made the news and all of these things. So I found those guys, and because I've had experiences seeing UFOs myself, I know so many people who have, especially being in this area, Southern California, I know there's something going on. And so I thought, how can I make this more credible? What can I do? Again, that hasn't been done before. So the film is about trying to investigate, are we able to capture videos, UFOs in real time across multiple cameras, electrical, scientific equipment, military grade equipment, and study and analyze these objects scientifically to get more real information, instead of having, you know, two people pointing at the sky and saying, okay, it's acting weird, therefore it's extraterrestrial, or it's some US, you know, black project or something like that. We need more data. We need more credible understanding of the phenomenon and how to study the phenomenon. So in the film, we put together a team of, you know, scientists and military folks, and we went out and we had crazy technology with us. I mean, military grade, state of the art equipment. We had over $500,000 worth of, you know, equipment, FLIR cameras that capture the high infrared range. night vision, spectrum analyzers for radiation, acoustic, and all kinds of, you know, devices. And the idea was to correlate, to have correlations, meaning when you see a physical object, you know, you also get this burst of radiation. You also has this other whatever. So we were able to capture in real time multiple objects, actually, from multiple locations. So we were able to triangulate. It was pretty amazing because, again, it's never been done before. And we also captured objects that looked exactly like the Tic Tacs. I mean, literally exactly like the Tic Tacs. So now we're analyzing what, you know, the properties of these objects. And we found something that a phenomenon that is totally unexplainable. We think it's a wormhole of some sort. So, yes. And don't forget, these are scientists. They're not going to throw these words around and say, hey, it looks weird. Let's call it a wormhole. I mean, these are very like hardcore scientists. So you know, when we record something, they analyze the heck out of it. You know, they're like, it can't be this. The radar, we check radar. We check also for cosmic, maybe it's a solar flare that created something. Maybe it's NASA doing something. So you check with all kinds of possible explanations before you come to any sort of conclusion. That's the scientific way. And so, I mean, the stuff that we found is mind-blowing. I cannot wait to share this film with the world, which is coming out the early May. So
I can't wait to see it. So yeah. That's so exciting.
Wow. I love that. You know, for all of you that's watching, right, the majority of humanity, if you're listening to this, you're saying UFOs, I don't know, I ain't seen one. And you know what? I got to tell you, for probably whatever, maybe 40 plus years of my life, I had never seen a UFO, right? I was like, well, no, that's not true. Doesn't exist. I don't. And I didn't really want to hear about it because I was like, that is tin hat stuff. That's BS. Well, anyway, I got to tell you, I ended up attending a school that I later taught at. And I had to go through this, what I would call a clearing. You know, they said, well, you know, the reason you can't see is because, you know, there is a veil. You're not supposed to see. Well, you know, we did this whole thing and I still was like, I don't freaking care or believe at all. You know, that is not my thing. But sure enough, there I am walking down the boardwalk to my house. And right over La Jolla, California, there was a light. And I'm a pilot. I'm not only a fixed wing pilot, but, you know, I had a couple helicopters too. So aircrafts are my interest. And I'm watching over, you know, walking up. And I'm that's kind of erratic. What is that? Is this guy on final approach? What, you know, and it started wiggling around and stuff. And then I'm watching. And all of a sudden it was like it did this kind of J-hook type of, just quick to outer space. Just shoop, changed colors, changed like colors a couple times, and wham, bam! It was like nothing in the world that could do that. So anyway, it's never, as I say in all the work we do, it's never real for you till it's real in your experience. Carolyn, thank you so much for doing that documentary. I'm so happy that you're doing it.
Okay, guys, we really are getting close to the end of the show, and I want to make sure everyone gets this special treat. Speaking of experience, Caroline is going to share with us a technique to dissolve the fear of change, dissolve the resistance to change, because change is what's happening. All these things that we're talking about are rapid, rapid change. And so many of us are experiencing it. So Carolyn, we have about 7 minutes. Could you take it away?
Yes. So I feel that we're at a juncture, everything we've been talking about, those powers, you know, that are innate within us to heal, to self-heal, the ability to go beyond the physical body, or like you were saying earlier, that to heal simply by focusing our intention on the body, we can change the acid alkaline balance or what have you. So it is all the mind over our physical body, but also our physical reality. So I feel many people at this time are stuck in a situation, in an unhealthy relationship, unhealthy misaligned job, or a physical problem, something. They're stuck somewhere. And I feel the root cause is the fear to change, the fear to just go for it, you know, the fear of the unknown. That is what's holding them back. And so I have several techniques, but today I feel like I want to maybe share with you a very, very simple exercise where you focus back on a zero point at the center of your brain and your heart, and you bring up the fear that is the most prominent. Many people have many fears, but let's do the fear of being alone, the fear of the future, the fear, whatever. Take a moment to decide which fear you want to work on right now. Just let it come up. Don't overthink it. And I'm going to just guide you through changing that fear into an empowered state so that you can get past it and just create your reality moving forward with that fear. So here we go. Sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes and breathe in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Relax. Bring your focus to your heart. And again, breathe in through the nose. As you exhale through the mouth, quiet your thoughts, quiet your mind. One more time, breathe in. As you exhale through the mouth, focusing on the heart, say quietly, I ask and intend to create a sacred space. I ask to let go of all the distracting thoughts, distracting information, distracting energies. My intent is to finally dissolve, let go of the resistance to be who I really am. Let go of the fear that's holding me back. Fear of the future. Fear of moving forward on my higher path. Breathe in through the nose. As you exhale through the mouth, visualize a zero point, like a vortex point at the center of your brain. This vortex point is like a torus, has a torus all around it, torus shape all around it. And the vortex at the center is like a portal. Visualize that at the center of your brain. And do the same thing. Bring your focus to your heart. Focus on the vortex, the zero point in your heart center, and visualize this torus shape all around it. It's a very powerful vortex. Anything that goes through this zero point, this vortex, dissolves instantaneously. Begin to focus on the frequency of the fear you're working through. Bring it up imagine it in this Taurus figure. And breathe in through the nose. As you exhale through the mouth, imagine that fear going through the center, through the vortex, and totally dissolving. It just disappears. It's outside your time space. It dissolves through the vortex, through your brain, and down through the vortex, through your heart. And it just totally, totally dissolves out of your consciousness. Say, I ask to dissolve this fear once and for all from every cell in my body, my conscious, subconscious, and cellular memory. Breathe in. As you exhale, visualize it completely gone, dissolved into this vortex. Focus on your heart center. Say, my intention is now to move forward without fear into the light with source energy. As of today, as of now. And so it is. Breathe in and exhale.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Really great. All right, you guys, this gets over so fast. It was so much fun talking to you, Caroline. There's so much more we can talk about. We'll have you back on when that new one is released so that we can all hear about that. CarolineCorey.com is how you can reach Caroline. And we will see everyone again next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.